Free at last. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A prisoner was released yesterday after being wrongly convicted of a crime committed by someone else, a crime motivated by sex and committed in a bedroom.
I was looking down from the airplane, and it seemed like everything wasn't real.
That's Amanda Knox. But this is the other prisoner released yesterday, the one you haven't heard about.
This is new to me, so bear with me.
His name is Michael Morton of Williamson County, Texas. He, too, was imprisoned for murder. He and his wife, Christine, had gone to dinner for his birthday, and he went off to work the next morning, but by the time he got home, his wife was dead, bludgeoned to death in her bed. The prosecutor said he did it, enraged that his wife wouldn't have sex with him. But this summer, DNA evidence uncovered by the Innocence Project showed that his wife had in fact been killed by an intruder, just as Michael Morton had claimed all along. And so, as the world watched Amanda Knox making her way home from Italy after 4 long years, a judge quietly released Michael Morton from his prison in Texas, where he had been for 25 years.
I will say this, colors seem real bright to me now. The women are real good looking.
He's been in prison since Reagan was president.
Thank God this wasn't a capital case. That I only had life. Because it gave the saints here at the Innocence Project time to do this.
It makes the Italian justice system seem almost enlightened. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.